Baudelaire's rolled out the door, with Violet's eyes flickering open, Klaus steering the gurney, and Sonny hanging on for dear life. The children rolled down the hallways of the surgical ward, dodging around surprised doctors and other medical professionals.
"Attention!"
announced Mattathias's voice over the intercom.
"This is Mattathias, the head of human resources. The Baudelaire murderers and arsonists are escaping on a gurney. Capture them at once! Also, the fire is spreading throughout the hospital. You might want to evacuate."
"Norris!"
Sonny shouted.
"I'm going as fast as I can,"
Klaus cried, dangling his legs over the side of the gurney to scoot it along.
"Violet, wake up. Please, you can help push."
"I'm trying,"
Violet muttered, squinting around her. The anesthesia made everything seem faint and foggy, and it was almost impossible for her to speak, let alone move.
"Door!"
Sonny shrieked, pointing to the door that led out of the surgical ward. Klaus steered the gurney in that direction and rode past Olaf's fat associate, who looked like neither a man nor a woman, who was still dressed as a spurious guard. With a terrible roar, it began to give chase, walking in huge lumbering steps, as the Baudelaires raced toward a small group of volunteers fighting disease. The bearded volunteer, who was playing some very familiar chords on his guitar, looked up to see the gurney wheel past them.
"Those must be those murderers Mattathias was talking about," he said. "Come on, everyone, let's help that guard capture them."
"Sounds good to me,"
another volunteer agreed. "I'm a bit tired of singing that song, if you want to know the truth." Klaus steered the gurney around a corner as the volunteers joined the overweight associate in pursuit.
"Wake up,"
he begged Violet, who was looking around her in a confused way.
"Please, Violet."
"Stairs,"
Sonny said, pointing to a staircase. Klaus turned the gurney in the direction his sister indicated, and the children began to roll down the stairs, bouncing up and down with each step. It was a fast, slippery ride that reminded the children of sliding down the banisters at 667 Dark Avenue, or colliding with Mr. Poe's automobile when they were living with Uncle Monty. At a curve in the staircase, Klaus scraped his shoes against the floor to stop the gurney, and then leaned over to look at one of the hospital's confusing maps.
"I'm trying to figure out if we should go through that door,"
he said, pointing at a door marked Ward for People with Nasty Rashes, "or continue down the staircase."
"Gleam!"
Sonny cried, which meant, "We can't continue down the staircase. Look!"
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。